You're listening to the AI Ireland podcast. My name is Mark Kelly, the founder of AI Ireland. If you're new to the podcast, AI Ireland's mission is to accelerate the use of AI for the benefit of our society, our competitiveness, and everyone living in Ireland. To achieve this, we run projects of national interest, most notably the Artificial Intelligence Awards, which are occurring on the 23rd of November 2022. We wanted to contribute to a culture of sharing, cooperation, and action in the Irish AI ecosystem. I'd like to say a special thank you to our sponsors and principal sponsor Microsoft for their continued support for the Artificial Intelligence Award. Hope you enjoyed the show today, and if you have any recommendations for future guests, please reach out to mark@aiawards.ie. Now on to the show. Hello everybody, it's Mark Kelly here, founder of AI Ireland. I'm very, very happy to welcome Dan Crawford. Dan is the founder of Axel 3D. Dan, thank you very much for the time today to speak to us.
Not a problem, Mark. Really excited to be here.
Dan, Axel 3D, very, very exciting company. You're 5.5 years commercially going, viable. You just told me there, 56th employee hired. So it's very, very exciting times. And you're adding value in the world of health that we can all relate to, which is, you know, inspiring in itself. For people that don't know a little bit about the company and the work that you do, would you mind giving us a, you know, a 90-second, two-minute elevator pitch on that?
Yeah, Mark, of course. So Axel 3D, our core use case is converting hard to understand complex two-dimensional images in medicine. So the kind of pixelated data that you'd find in pretty much every hospital around the world, CTs, MRIs, PET, SPECT, commonly known as DICOM images, and then converting those medical images into patient-specific 3D volumetric images for better use in medicine. And our core product at the moment is looking at taking the 2D images, converting those to 3D files, and then 3D printing those files with the view that those 3D printed files will give the surgeon or the clinician or the acting radiologist a much better understanding of the human anatomy that they're going to go in and treat or diagnose, because our bodies are made up of hundreds of complex three-dimensional structures. So it's a little bit counterintuitive when you're diagnosing or treating a patient based on these two-dimensional images. So what Axel 3D really does is bring those two-dimensional images into the 3D world at scale. And really how we do that at scale is to take the traditional segmentation, medical image segmentation process, and creating automation algorithms around that based on machine learning.
For people that wouldn't necessarily be too technical, why would that be a challenging thing to do? And how did you kind of get your head around that and using technology enabler to be successful in that outcome?
So I suppose the real challenge in terms of the image segmentation piece is everybody's different. All bodies are different and all pieces of anatomy are different when they're depicted in scans. So for us as a company, when we started life, it was a services-based company. So we would process these images manually. And when you're processing these images manually, it can typically take 4 to 5 hours of actual manual processing time to create one of these three-dimensional files that can then go on to be 3D printed. And really the main complexity there is getting an understanding of complex anatomy, understanding some of the medical physics behind how the images are made up. But one of the things that lends itself very, very well to machine learning is that there are variations in the images, but what the user is doing is a very, very repeatable process over and over and over again. And really, for us, the way in which we train our algorithm is to show it tons and tons of data. So what we've done in Axel 3D is build a corpus of data of millions of 2D medical images that have been segmented by experts that our algorithm can then learn from. So effectively, it now has a database of all these different anatomies and all these different scan types that it can then look into to perform that segmentation process that would take a human 4 to 5 hours, and we can do it in minutes now on our cloud-hosted convolutional neural networks, so machine learning algorithms.
So you take from 4 to 5 hours down to a couple of minutes now.
That's exactly it, Mark, and that's the real bottleneck in a lot of this patient-specific surgery really becoming routine in the market is that process that we're converting from, you know, hours to minutes or seconds.
And I think people can underestimate, if they're not working in the healthcare profession, is there is not enough people in the industry anyway. Yeah. They're under a lot of pressure, stressed out of their head. It's so much of their work is dealing with administration rather than actually doing the day-to-day of what they need to do to add value. I haven't got a statistic on it. You might have it, but I remember being told about it and I was just in shock. How you'd be better off having someone follow around a doctor just doing their administration, taking the notes for them, so they could do their work, because they're spending such limited time doing that. So technology has to be an enabler, because otherwise the whole society is impacted.
No, Mark, you're completely right. And look, our big mantra in the company is to make this routine. And the only way to make it routine is to fit into the clinical care pathway. And having a process that takes 4 to 5 hours will never, ever fit into a routine clinical care pathway. But we have found, you know, there are phenomenal surgeons and radiologists all around the world that are spending their nights and weekends segmenting these images, creating these 3D printed files, because they know the benefits that it gives to the patients. But it just is, you know, it's less than 1% of the total global market that's currently doing this today. And I think without technology, without innovation, without adding this layer of automation to this process, it's never going to become a routine practice.
Hosted by AI Ireland in conjunction with principal sponsor Microsoft, the 4th Annual AI Awards is taking place at the Gibson Hotel, Dublin City Centre. Moving beyond a traditional award ceremony, it empowers all participants by connecting the highly innovative Irish AI community in a focused, fun yet professional setting. You'll see 48 case studies of AI in action across a multimodal environment on the day. Tickets are available on Eventbrite by entering AI Awards, or head over to our new website, www.aiireland.ie. Our predictive AI models clearly indicate that you cannot afford to miss this event. Act now.
So we understand about X3D, we understand the challenge, we understand how you're using technology as an enabler. I've got some initial results where you kind of talked about that 4.5 hours to minutes. Are there any other benefits or any other things that come to mind that you'd share, even if they're novice examples that are inspiring you and the team?
Yeah, Mark, I suppose it's when we're getting more and more of these 3D printed models out to surgeons by giving them very easy access to them, we're seeing some phenomenal results from the operating theatre. We actually just carried out a study very recently in one of the local hospitals, and there's some statistics that are coming from that where, you know, an average saving of 62 minutes per patient in theatre, which has huge implications to loss of blood, risk of infection, and actually cost to the healthcare provider. Every minute in theatre is around €50 of actual, you know, cost to the healthcare provider. The other thing that does, and the reason for the study, is it helps to alleviate a lot of these backlogs that we know is a global problem today. The pandemic has had a terrible effect on, you know, elective and routine surgery, where it's been bottlenecked for nearly 24 months. And there needs to be these enabling technologies to help improve the throughput of surgery so that they can, you know, do more of these operations a lot quicker and more effectively. The other big piece is, you know, the patient piece. So, you know, the vast majority of human beings in the world can't read a CT or MRI scan, but most of them will understand what a 3D printed model is of a fractured pelvis, or a, you know, maybe it's a pediatric case, it's your son or daughter who has a hole in their heart. You know, showing those 3D printed models and making it really routine for patients and parents to actually see is really, really improving the understanding of a pathology. Then that goes on to improve the understanding of how that pathology is treated and how that pathology can be maintained over time. So it's really, really powerful. There's tons of these peripheral benefits that we're seeing just from having this technology become more and more accessible in the market.
Yeah, there's a real golden thread there about how, you know, if you start to solve some of these problems, the other symptoms start to lessen as well. So, and there's a huge opportunity for growth there, so many other areas for you to go into. Any particular areas of the future you're looking to expand into?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mark. I suppose for us as a company, our core offering is really looking at these planning models. So the 3D printed planning models that will help surgeons treat these patients in a much more effective way. And you know, that's something that we're scaling the commercialization of today. But the thing that we've found probably over the last 24 months of the company is because we're taking this complex two-dimensional data set and converting it into a volumetric patient-specific 3D file, there is multiple use cases for that patient-specific 3D file in medicine. You know, the way we look at the market, it's diagnostic or planning, diagnostics and treatments. And for diagnostic purposes, the majority of diagnoses are just how long is a piece of anatomy, how wide is it, what's the volume of that anatomy. And because we're already taking that three-dimensional data from the scan, it's a case of us just, you know, adding measurement layers to that 3D data that already exists. So we've already done 99% of the hard work, and we can start to unlock a lot more value in things like stroke care or aneurysm care or oncology when we start to add these measurements. But I think the real exciting thing for the company now is, you know, it's that treatment element of the patient. So you'll see from the vast majority of the way, you know, the largest medical device companies on the planet are talking, they're all using words like custom, patient matched, patient specific solutions, patient specific instrumentation. It all has this layer of tailored patient specific treatments. And the way you get to a tailored treatment for that specific patient is to take the traditional images in medicine, so the CT or MRI, and then build that blueprint of a patient specific 3D file from it. So, you know, there are cases where, you know, there's a lot of companies in Ireland actually that are starting to move into patient specific implants, but they all start with that two dimensional file, and they all have the same problem where, you know, it's taking a biomedical engineer or a surgeon 4 to 5 hours to process it. So that patient specific implant market can only get to a certain size without, you know, this technology and this automation to unlock it as being completely routine. But you know, it's the thing that I think feasibly in the next 10 to 15 years, we'll be moving away from the one size fits all or the one size fits some to, you know, it's a Mark Kelly specific implant that will go into you, or Dan Crawford specific implant that will go into me. And it's completely feasible with, you know, the newer technologies in metallic 3D printing and this automation that we're building at Axial 3D.
That's brilliant. Dan, thank you very much for your time today. You've been listening to the AI Ireland podcast. I've been speaking to Dan Crawford, founder of Axial 3D. Axial 3D are finalists of this year's AI Awards, which will be held on the 23rd of November at the Gibson Hotel. I hope to see you there. Dan, thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Dan.
Membership of AI Ireland places your organisation at the centre of the fastest growing technology sector in the world today. As a member, you'll have access to our diverse and highly engaged professional community, which is committed to driving artificial intelligence forward in Ireland. Membership of AI Ireland is for any organisation, including data and analytics. We offer memberships to corporate, government and SME organisations. Interested to find out more? Contact mark@aiawards.ie.